from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, let's go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan, and Rangers pregame is coming up at 5:30 there in Cleveland, and it's time now for Eric Chiafalo's edition of the finest.
Hey, Broadus, if you got two quarterbacks, how many do you have?
Probably none, as you would say.
And if you have no quarterbacks, how many do you have?
You have no quarterbacks.
You got two.
Welcome to Pittsburgh, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I ask you a real quick question?
No.
Yes.
Seriously, real quick question.
Oh.
Is it asking me about my jumper cables or something?
No. Did you see how much red zone was going to cost people? Did you see the price on that? Did I see that right? $700.
It's not Sunday. That's for the actual Sunday ticket.
For all the games.
But I thought maybe there was a spinoff where you can get just the red zone.
Yeah, just the red zone. I don't know. That's a good question. What's like just the red zone channel? Just the red zone channel price.
Did I read that
10
wrong?
$10 or $15.
That's what it's generally been. It's like $15 a month.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, $15 a month.
$700. I saw that.
Yeah,
right.
The Sunday ticket is an absolute.
Yeah,
it's a price gouge,
which has the red zone thrown in. But if you want it, it's going to cost you $740 for the red zone bundle. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so to have both,
I get mine bundled in.
So yeah, bundle of both is $740.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It does suck though. Because
I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Almost nobody is buying the Sunday ticket package because they want every game necessarily. They're doing
gamblers
it.
Gamblers are.
Yeah, but those guys aren't even just sitting
in
there.
How about fantasy football?
Yeah, no.
That's what the red zone channel is perfect.
I think for the most part, if you're purchasing the Sunday ticket package, it's because you're an out-of-state fan of the team that you love, and you don't get to watch your local team or the team that you like because you live in Cleveland, but you're a Raiders fan. And you're like, crap, how do I watch the Raiders? Well, you don't have an option to just watch the Raiders. You can't say, for the season, can I pay $100 and watch every Raiders game? No, you have to buy all of it, and it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. So it does suck for the individuals that are doing that.
And I guess it's only that price if it's YouTube TV. Now, 817, this could be a good loophole. NFL Plus Premium is $100 for the year. I do pay for that. You get Red Zone, which I know you do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And apparently out-of-market games, and you get the All-22 with it. I knew that. I didn't know you get out-of-market games with it. So that could be a good loophole.
So the NFL.com is better than their price package?
I don't think it's out-of-market games live. I think it's probably...
It's afterwards?
You can
condense games or watch.
They'll have the condensed games.
Okay, I got you.
After you already know everything that's happened, you can now go back and watch. Which, again, for the average fan, you don't want to do. But nonetheless, yes.
All right.
It is expensive. The Steelers right now, if you have two quarterbacks, you have none. If you have no quarterbacks, you have none. The Steelers find themselves in that situation. They've had 13 preseason drives where either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields was quarterbacking. Those drives have resulted in punt, 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 miss field goal, punt, field goal, turnover on downs. That has been your Pittsburgh Steelers offense in the Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, and Justin Fields era. What a quarterback competition, man. What a freaking battle.
It's gross.
A battle of incompetence.
Know,
like, who can outduel the other one to suck the most?
We got that former Atlanta coach as our OC, though, don't we?
You know what? I'm a little bit surprised they didn't bring in Ryan Tannehill. He's still out there as a free agent. He had his best years under Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
They're going to want Kenny Pickett back.
No, they won't.
That guy's also looking like some good old-fashioned garbage in preseason. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He was 10 of 11
just on play action passes.
Maybe.
And those were probably his only 10 completions. Let's be fair.
Maybe the Falcons should just admit their wrongs with Kirk Cousins and eat whatever weird dead cap would have to be eaten and just trade Kirk Cousins to the Steelers.
I like this. I'm sure the Steelers or the Raiders. Either one would probably be very open to Kirk Cousins, and then you can just start Michael Penix Jr. Now we're partying.
Pretty incredible. Okay, we have some news on the Niners wide receiver situation. This is not Brandon Ayuk, but this is Ricky Pearsall, the rookie who's supposed to replace him. Well, according to Mike Silver, your good buddy,
he covers
the Niners.
He knows the Niners, yeah.
Probably knows the Niners as like a beat reporter guy better than anyone.
He is big friends with Shanahan.
He says rookie first round pick wide receiver Pearsall has a shoulder thing that is now recurring, and he thinks it's worrying in terms of the over the long haul. This is now becoming a big picture worry now. And he says this is something that the Niners knew about before they drafted him, but I guess they were just hoping it wouldn't be a thing. That's the exact quote there from Mike Silver. So the Ayuk potential plan B or whatever
We never heard any of that.
I never heard anything about a shoulder issue.
Never.
But I guess, I mean, if the Steelers knew about it, then NFL teams clearly did know.
Yeah. The Niners.
The Niners, I'm sorry. Yeah, man, that's a bummer because that dude, the tape is fantastic.
Yeah.
Another update here, and we'll have to ask tomorrow on the pregame show about this guy because he plays for the Chargers, Quentin Johnston.
Yeah.
TCU guy. And I don't know if this is Jim Harbaugh just trying to breathe life into a player like you'll hear them talk like, oh, no, Mozzie Smith is playing awesome or whatever. Yeah. Or Malik Davis is just like playing so well. And you're like, I don't know if he is. But Jim Harbaugh says that Quentin Johnston is probably the greatest example of taking what's being taught by coaches and implementing it in practice. Johnston caught the first three passes from Herbert yesterday in practice and had a few more throughout. He's had a good week. So maybe Quentin Johnston's trending in the right direction. Good. We'll have to ask Matt Smith in the pregame show tomorrow.
Matt will be honest about it.
He's fantastic.
Or Daniel Jeremiah will find one of those guys.
Get ready. It's Ladd McConkey season, though, there with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I drafted him in one of my dynasty leagues. He was my first pick.
Leagues, you can back off, all right?
Jim Harbaugh.
I'll fight you for McConkey.
Jim Harbaugh also said the Chargers had a super crisp practice yesterday to the point where he was quoted as saying he was feeling so good that he's actually taking Mrs. Harbaugh on a date.
Oh, so if it was bad practice, no date.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Practice.
Yeah.
But crisp practice means date night.
Good practice means, honey, we can go have some fun. Bad practice, everybody pays the price. It's a team game. It's a team sport.
She's kind of like, hey, if the check's clear, we're good.
Smart woman.
Yeah. He was taking her to P.F. Chang's, getting the Mongo beef.
My wife calls it cowboy sad. She's like, oh, are you going to be cowboy sad? I'm like, no, it's just a preseason game, honey. Yeah.
Thank you, Chief. Yes, sir. It is. An edition of the finest. Okay. Well, we got one segment to go. We're going to take a look on the latest with the Rangers, Leiter, Rocker, DeGrom, what has people excited going into this series with Cleveland. And we'll do a proper what you drinking, what you thinking send-off for a lost legend that we'll update you on as well. That's coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nation, the fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. Salute to Eric Nadel for joining us, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. This segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's in an accident due to somebody's negligence, Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It is time now for the Rangers preview, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, and we're going to get to Mike Peasley here in just a second. I do think it's appropriate here at this time where we usually do what you're drinking and what you're thinking to pass along the news that we open today's show with, and maybe have a proper 21 Coldy salute for a Tolo legend. We lost Kenny in Quinlan, okay? If you listen to what you're drinking and what you're thinking, you loved his voice. He always had that two shots of rock and roll tequila. I loved his stories of how fast he would run against some of the absolute legends of DFW track and field way back in the day, riding his bike down some of the steepest hills in East Dallas. I admired how when he had his hip surgery, he just didn't drink for 3 weeks because that's what the doctor said.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's pretty solid. And how he hung out with his son at his son's house as he recovered. Son took great care of him. They had an awesome relationship, and why wouldn't you? You know, Kenny was just a salt-of-the-earth kind of guy, and I know his family is missing him, and his several friends are missing him out there. So salute to Kenny and Quinlan, and thanks, brother, for being such an awesome Tolo over the years.
What up?
Yeah. Alrighty, as Mike Peasley joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation with the pregame coming up at 5:30. Peas, how the hell are you doing tonight?
Happy Friday. I'm doing wonderful. How's everyone here?
We are doing, the same. Great Friday vibes all day long. How dialed is Nathan Eovaldi going to be tonight?
Well, we'll see. You know, he's not one to start here in August. ERA is over 6, but, you know, last time out against Minnesota, he threw a really good ball game. Remember, he had a 2-1 lead after 7 innings. Rangers tried to stretch him out for one more inning in the 8th and ran into a little bit of a troublesome spot there. And Rangers ended up losing that game 4-2, but he threw the ball exceptionally well. And, you know, tonight, Gavin, he gets a Cleveland team that is, like the Rangers, really struggling to score. They're coming off a 1-5 road trip, and, you know, scoring runs for them has been an issue as well. So a good opportunity right now for Nathan Eovaldi and the Rangers to kind of sneak in there and take a series opener tonight.
When it comes to the offense here, Pease, I mean, that's been the storyline all year long. They've underachieved. But is there a player in the lineup that you've been most disappointed by?
I mean, you look at, you know, Adolis Garcia, Jonah Heim, and Leody Taveras. You know, I think those are the three guys that, you know, just haven't produced at a consistent level. Adolis has been better here of late. But, you know, Jonah Heim had such a career year last year. And, you know, it's hard to duplicate what he did last year. But Leody Taveras, you know, just kind of up and down. He'll go on a stretch where, you know, he'll perform well for about a week, and then he'll slump back down. So I don't know if you can just pin it on one guy that's been most disappointing, because it's been a team effort-wise in terms of disappointment here in 2024.
Hey, Mike, do you feel like that the way that they used Jonah Heim through the last month and then through the playoffs might have had something to do with that? I mean, he caught all those games in a row that
really, and the last,
I
don't know, 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I just wondered if he just – did he just never have time to recover?
That's very possible, Broadus. It's very possible, because you're right. The Rangers used him a ton last year, and they used him a lot early in the season as well, just because, you know, the backup catcher that they had, and slipped my mind right away. What's the backup catcher's name? Former Cardinal. Got released.
Oh my gosh.
Kisner.
Oh my gosh.
Andrew Kisner.
Andrew Kisner, yes.
My gosh. Andrew Kisner wasn't performing offensively, and, you know, that's part of the reason why they brought in Carson Kelly here at the deadline, just to try to, you know, alleviate some of the things from Jonah Heim. So, you know, next year is going to be an important year, I think, for Jonah. You know, who is the true Jonah Heim? Yeah. 2023 version, 2024? My guess, probably somewhere in the middle.
Mm. Who is the true Kumar Rocker as far as being a big league prospect? How much of this guy are we going to get to see, and how excited are you about what he's going to be able to do?
Just so excited. You know, that's the thing right now for Rangers fans to be pumped about it. You know, Kumar Rocker on Wednesday threw an exceptional ball game, just got boosted up to Triple A. So he is well on his way, making his way back up from injury. You know, this is a guy that's got tremendous stuff, that throws hard, good breaking stuff, you know, really excited about that. And Jack Leiter too. He's going to get an opportunity maybe as early as next week to rejoin the Rangers rotation. So, you know, some important, you know, final 5 weeks for Jack Leiter with really no pressure on him. You know, just go out there every 5 days and pitch. And Jack Leiter has improved a lot. Obviously, the results at the big league level have not been good, but if you look at what he's done, you know, down in the minor league level, it has been good. So anxious to see Jack Leiter pitch for the Rangers here in the final 5 weeks of the season.
How terrific was DeGrom last night?
It was good. I mean, when his first pitch is 99 miles per hour, it's like, okay, he's good. Yeah. And, you know, just looking at some of the highlights, 29 pitches, 21 of them were for strikes. Came out of it just fine. You know, struggled with command for first couple of hitters, but, you know, he looked like the Jacob DeGrom of old. So the Rangers were going to check on him, see how he felt today. And if he felt good, you know, he'll make a rehab start sometime in the middle portion of next week and, you know, onward and upward. This one was 30 pitches. Next time will probably be 3 innings and 45, and they're going to, you know, ramp him up for rehab starts. And then second week of September, hopefully we'll see him in Arlington.
Thank you so much, Pease. Have a great night. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. You guys too.
Thanks,
there
Pease.
He goes. Mike Peasley, the Rangers pregame show here is coming up at 5:30. Pregame for the Cowboys tomorrow at noon, right, Brian?
Yes, sir. Eric and I will be on the crosstalk there at 11:45, and then we have a three-hour pre, and then Zach and I do a two-hour post, and you know, hopefully everybody will get up after every play. We won't have to talk about any injuries, and maybe have a player or two afterwards that we said either helped themselves or hurt themselves. And so a lot to kind of digest tomorrow, so looking forward to that there at the AT&T.
Right on, gentlemen. Have yourselves a great time. Go Cowboys. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Just 3.5 hours of flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting today. Have a great weekend, sir. Thanks to Carter Freeman, coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. And I'm Gavin Dawson. Until Monday at 2 o'clock, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.